Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's coming up on next month. We'll get her back on to celebrate her 15th anniversary. She's the author of a number of books, especially on taxes, including J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2013. She's here to talk to us about that, but we got a little bit of a different little bit of a different angle we're going to go at this in this particular segment. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim, and congratulations on such a long run. It's wonderful.
I appreciate it. Well, it couldn't have done it without you and especially the other founding members. And we've had two on this hour. Gene Greisman on in the previous half hour is a founding member. You are as well. Barbara, there's something happened in the last week or so. There was the national prayer breakfast that the president attended, and Dr. Carson, I'm trying to remember his first name.
Ben, a
neurosurgeon, right? He's a neurosurgeon.
Correct. A Medal of Freedom winner. And
yeah.
Just a renowned guy.
This guy is a serious thinker. He is no lightweight on many levels, and obviously was qualified to speak at the prayer breakfast. And also, I think it should be pointed out, an African American. So, but he had some things to say that were fairly controversial, didn't he?
Well, he did. He said that we should scrap the current income tax and go to a flat tax. He said, "If God, I mean, this was a prayer breakfast, and he said, if God only asks for 10%, then you shouldn't be having multiples of 10% on the very wealthy, and everybody should pay something, a percentage that is that everybody should have." And this was his words, skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a system now where nearly half, we're up to about 47%, pay no tax.
Mm-hmm. And that's been a long-term design, I think, by the progressive side of politics, because that's their base, isn't it?
Well, that's absolutely true.
So to say this, to say what Dr. Carson said, it took a lot of courage to do that, didn't it?
Well, I think so, especially looking at who was sitting at the dais.
6 feet away was President Obama, who obviously feels the opposite of what Dr. Carson feels.
He feels the opposite and was clearly uncomfortable with the...
Do we know if President Obama has commented on that at all?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. I know a lot of the folks on the left really were upset about this. But what do you think about that?
Well, I think that there's a lot of merit in this. I think we're going to talk today about the fact that it's the 100th anniversary of the income tax,
right?
This year,
the modern form of income tax, right?
Yeah, the 13th Amendment was ratified, allowing Congress to impose a direct tax, meaning tax each individual. And the original income tax, for most, it was graduated from day one.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, most people didn't have enough income to pay it,
mm-hmm.
but those who did usually paid just the first 1%, but there were additional, or what they called the super tax rates, of
mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4, 5, and 6% that could apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only the wealthy paid taxes in the very early days, right?
Exactly, because if you adjusted the filing threshold of $3,000, you're talking about, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 as a filing threshold.
Right.
So, Yeah, most people didn't even have to think about it.
Exactly. So, so what do you is Dr. Carson's flat tax argument, his position he took, is that going to get any traction? Is that going to embolden anyone?
Well, I don't know. The Ways and Means are holding extensive hearings, the kinds that they used to hold, like back in 1986 when they reformed the tax code. Mm-hmm. But the problem, as we know it, look, the reality is that there are so many legitimate, if you will, interests in keeping the system mm-hmm. kind of the way it is. For example, the housing industry wants the mortgage
deduction. Yeah, it depends on whose auction is going to
be exempt. Yeah, tax exempt orgs want the
charitable
contribution.
Well, hold on to that thought, Barb. We've got to take a quick break, folks. I will say this: a flat tax makes a lot of sense, and it's definitely better than a value added tax. I can tell you that. 22, right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.